Welcome back to another episode of Up in Smoke. I am your host, the one, the only. Just wanted to make this little short little episode. I think I'll probably be on it for like 5 to 10 minutes to talk about some stuff. One, I do got to stop saying a lot when I'm shooting like these episodes. See, I did it again and don't even realize that I did it, but I got to stop saying it. I feel like I mess up some of the videos when I keep saying, because I'm over here. Honestly, like, when I do these podcasts, I normally never write nothing down. It's like everything that's coming out of my head comes onto the podcast. You know, it's like a journal, like a voice memo journal. So, yes, that's why I feel like I say too much, because I don't ever have like a structure. I feel like it wouldn't matter which way I would do it. But I kind of like just the freestyle of it, because my homies that I'll ask them to join the podcast and they'll be like, what will we talk about? I'll be like, bro, we can literally talk about anything we fucking want. It's like a safe space. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's fucking talk about some stuff. Like, let me know how you feel about some shit, and we gonna talk about it. Like, I'm all for all of that, bro. Like, it's crazy because, like, I can have a conversation with, like, anyone, bro. I can have any fucking conversation, bro, and it would just flow. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could have a serious-ass conversation, and I could just be meeting you for the first time. And it's just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's cool learning about everyone else's stories in life, even though, you know, some are good and some are bad, you know, but it's cool to see, like, where other people come from and their upbringing and how they, like, are in the position they're in right now. Like, that shit is sick to me. So I literally could sit and talk to any new people all day, every day. So it's one of my natural gifts. But, oh yeah, so, two, I am dropping episodes. I have a lot, I don't have, like, a lot recorded, but I got a cool, like, maybe 5 or 6, but I don't know, so they're not going to be in order. I sporadically shot, like, some episodes. I shot some episodes, beginning of July, and now we're in October, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's a lot of episodes, like, I'm gonna drop, but if it don't, like, really make sense, I mean, I'm pretty sure you'll have all the episodes to just be, like, catching up or whatever, but you'll be alright. But, yeah, I mean, there really wasn't a lot of announcements to make. I just wanted to let y'all know that, because if y'all plan on, you know, Like I had said something and y'all be like, wait, he's doing this? And then go to another episode and be like, oh, okay. Like, you know, I'm just trying to make it make sense real quick so y'all won't get confused. But the name of my podcast is called Up in Smoke. So we're going to take a fucking family bong grip. I know all my smokers know that noise. Gonna spark this up. Let's get it. Normally, I like hitting from the bongs. Gets you high really fucking quick. Before I was shooting this, actually, I was eating a fucking burger and Doritos Cool Ranch. You know, that's my fucking favorite. And, like, jamming to my top 25 on most played songs on Apple Music. And I was just jamming on my computer. I normally don't ever, like, slap music off my computer with my headphones on. But I just felt like there was a vibe to it. Like, I'm eating, listening to music, and, you know, taking rips. Like, bro, like, it was a cool little moment. Like, just a me moment. Bro, I'm telling y'all got to do that shit sometimes. Yeah, because another thing I like to do too. Like, for me, is I like to go to the movies by myself. Now, y'all might think that's weird, but one, I fucking hate waiting for people because, like, all right, like, we planned a day to go to the movies, and then you fucking bail, and now I'm upset because, like, we were going to go see that movie together. So, I don't invite nobody to the movies with me. Like, not one person. Unless it's, like, my loser club squad, you know what I'm saying? Missy and Skylar and Daniel. Like, if it's none of them literally the only three. Oh, well, I go to the movies with Brianna. I went to the movies with her one time. And I had the, this is when I had my dreads started. So, my head was really itchy and I was patting that shit in the movie theaters hella loud. Like, it was bad. And she was like, why don't you just go scratch your head in the bathroom? Like, I feel so bad. So, I fucking did. But anyways, that's another fucking story I'd never want to tell nobody, but I mean, I already did, but it was really embarrassing because she just seen me beating the shit out of my head. like, some of y'all seen me with dreads, some of y'all haven't, but I do miss my shit. Like, I feel like I want to grow them back out again. So, all y'all people who wanted me to cut them, I cut them. Y'all see what I look like. Now I feel like I want to grow them back because I miss having long hair. But anyways, but yeah, so like I said, like, if you ever see me, like, post going to the movies, ain't nobody with me. I just go for myself. And I'll say, bro, and then back in the day, excuse me, back in the day, living in Tracy, I would dead ass pack a whole lunch at, like, noon. It'll be noon. I'll make, like, 4 sandwiches and, like, 3 chips. Or take 3 bags of chips and then, like, hellish fruit snacks and shit. Fill my backpack up. Bro, I'd be in the movie theaters all day long. I'll see one movie, bam, next movie. Ooh, okay, I like this movie. Next movie, like, until it got dark and then I'd be like, hey, Dad, can you come get me? Like, bro, I just spent $13 and seen the whole movie theater. Like, bro, like... That's probably why they assign seats, bro, because you can't be doing that shit. But, man, I don't give a fuck. Even if it is assigned seats, I still, like, I'll sit my ass in the front if I got to, if I want to see that movie. Because a lot of people ain't going to want to sit in the front. So, I would, shit, it don't matter. Excuse me. But, yeah. So, I'm a movie hopper. So, if I could get someone to match that energy with me, you know, maybe, but... As of right now, nah, that's my me time. So find out what your me time is and y'all do that shit and don't invite nobody to it. Just let it just be a you thing. Because I ain't gonna lie, I call the movie theaters my therapy sessions. Like, if I feel like I'm having a really rough day or like a rough time, I'll just go to the movies. Like, not having the movie theaters during COVID really had me fucked up. Because I'm like, bro, like, what am I going to do? Like, I'm literally at the movie theaters at least 2 times a month. 2 or 3 times a month. And this is the first time I haven't been really to the movies because everything's been getting released on HBO Max. But, yeah, no, I'm in that bitch 24/7. That's why when, like, see movies and my friends be like, did you see this already? I'd be like, yeah. They'd be like, you live at the movie theaters. I'm like, yeah, bro. Like, I like to watch film. Like, that's why I wanted to go to the school, because I got a passion in that shit. Like, bro, like, I watched Fast and Furious 7, you know, rest in peace my man Paul Walker. And y'all remember that whole scene with the beach of him saying, aren't you going to say goodbye? And then there's never goodbye. It would be one scene of them playing, right? And then it will cut back to Vin Diesel from a long range lens and him walking out of the beach area. And then you'll look to the right. You can see Paul Walker's brother, Mia, and the baby, like, just standing there, like, standing still. But the other clip showed them like they were playing. If you, okay, It's probably not going to make sense to you, but when you go back and watch it, just watch it. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I noticed weird shit in movie theaters that they fucked up in. And I'd be like, bro, like, how y'all fuck this up this bad to where, like, if I'm catching this, I know, like, other movie people are catching that shit as well. So. But, yeah, man. I just wanted to, you know, give out a little 10, 15 minute little podcast, you know, just explaining shit. But I'm gonna clean up my bowl. All right, it's clean. We're gonna take another rip together. White Runts will never fail me. Move, Boba. Move. My man's is all the sniffing in the world. Right. Oh, and let me give a few shout outs. Shout out to my nigga Marky. You know what I'm saying? I hope he's having a really well day. Y'all go listen to his podcast as well. I low key forgot what his shit was called because I don't know what just happened. Oh, sorry. Like, my computer just, like, twigged out. Let me see what his podcast is called. I'm too lit right now, so I can't really think right now. Let me see podcast. Oh, yeah. Suicide Logs. That's right. Suicide Logs. Yes. That man should be having me dead sometimes. I'm not going to lie. So I say y'all go look at his shit, you know. I wish my old podcast crew would come back. Young, Black, and Broke. Shout out to Tim, Ariana, and Kyle. You know, wish y'all niggas would bring that back. But, you know, we all in, y'all, I'm pretty sure y'all all in different parts of the world. So, you know, hopefully y'all niggas, bring that back, you know what I'm saying? Because, man, I used to do Amazon, so, like, I would listen to literally all my music, all the new music that I would drop, and just be bumping it in each car, and I'd be like, alright, that album was fire, that album wasn't fire, so, you know, I'm not gonna really fuck with it no more, but, bro, driving for Amazon, bro, like, I literally was on every new music. Honestly, it's a really shitty habit that I have that I'm literally always on my phone. But the last two jobs I had, it would be dead, and that's all I would do is be on my phone. And I have the worst, and I mean the worst. It's so hard to detach myself from my phone, and I'm trying really hard. So, but anyways, it is time to take another rip. That was a hitter. Anyways, follow me on Snap, Twitter, Instagram, Chef Boyard T. Twitter, 3 E's, everything else with 2. I hope everyone has a wonderful week. And let's get this fucking bread. The holidays are coming up. And I know we all want to splurge. I know I do. So, y'all have a great day. Get y'all money. And just enjoy life. Peace.